Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Coach Flitter and I he has convinced me to run a free clinic. He has convinced me to let you listen to a couple episodes of Coaching Youth Hoops, which I think will be really pertinent to you as a basketball coach. And we got some great free giveaways. So I'm going to let him take it from here. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Coach. Is that 2 hours we're into the conversation and now just jumping on?
That's right. Yes. So if my eyes look shot, everybody, those of you, some of you might be listening.
It's like, yeah, it's been an hour and a half, though, talking about
other stuff,
investing,
life, family, retirement.
Yeah.
Maybe start a poll.
Trips.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah.
Sickness, all sorts of stuff. Hey, before we get started, we've got a couple exciting announcements. Do you want to take those? You know the URLs better.
Yeah. So we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up that you're going to be hearing from, if you're listening to this podcast on a regular basis. I encourage you to go get your name on the on this offer we're doing. So we're giving away a free coaches clinic to your organization. So if you're belong to a nonprofit group like a CYO, YMCA or AU, whatever, local group.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Coach and I are going to fly out, do a free coaches clinic for you. And all your coaches are going to get practice plans that we've created. So go over to coachingyouthhoops.com/clinic. Again, coachingyouthhoops.com/clinic. The contest will run, or giveaway is going to run from May to December. We'll do the drawing.
Yeah. So it'll probably come out next spring. Maybe we come out during that. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the details. And then we talked about second, third, fourth place things too.
Oh yeah, we got second, third. Yeah. So, again, this is a drawing. So first place gets that free clinic, and all your coaches get a free practice plan. The second, you're going to get a IC3 shooting machine for your organization,
like a $500 value.
Yeah, $500 value. Third place.
the first one's priceless. It's kind of Coach and I.
Oh my gosh! I mean, for you. Yes, absolutely. I got to look at what third place was. Third place is
a subscription, right? An individual.
Yeah, you get a free, you as a coach. If we draw your name, you as the coach who signed up, you're going to get a free subscription to Coaching Youth Hoops. But everyone who does enter, you're automatically going to get something from us, which is our online coaches clinic. So yeah. it's recorded, but still great value, lots of great resources.
So even if you sign up and don't win, you're going to get something.
You're going to get, everybody's a winner.
Everybody gets a trophy. You're going right, to get to hear Coach Bill and I talk. Everybody gets a trophy. Yes.
So we dive deep into preseason practice planning, how to run tryouts. So it's a really good, really good coaches clinic.
It's very
and normally good. We sell it, so we're giving it away for anybody who signs up.
Yep.
And, again, Coaching Youth Hoops, you go over to coachingyouthhoops.com/clinic.
Yep.
Okay. And wait, Coach, there's more.
There is.
Yes, go ahead. There is. So second opportunity, coaches, we are, this is our first year doing practice plans for you guys. And, you know, we listen to your feedback. We're incorporating your suggestions. We're coming out with an all new platform for this upcoming season. The practice plans are going to be dynamic. You're going to be able to change them. Right now they're static PDFs, but if you buy the package, you're going to get dynamic practice plans. They'll come preloaded with our suggestions by age group, right? We believe in that, kids learn at, what you should be teaching at every age group is going to be incorporated in that. But then you can fine tune them for your team. You can add your own drills, et cetera. So that's coming out this. We're pretty excited about that launch. We've been working on that for some time. So it is a software program. You still can print or access the PDFs through the practice plans through your phone. So go ahead over there. Go to coachingyouthhoops.com/waitlist. Get on that waitlist if you're interested in hearing and seeing what we have coming up. And if you do get on that waitlist, you'll get a special prize, maybe a discount or two. So get on that waitlist and we'll tell
you. Coach is pausing because we haven't talked about that yet. That's why he's pausing.
On the fly,
On the fly. Hey, you got to wing it. Yeah.
Gotta wing it sometimes, just like in practice. Yeah.
My Stanford dad shirt that cost me $20,000. Anybody who's watching or laughing. All right. So today's topic. What's today's topic?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about practice planning, obviously, as we're launching this new platform. And if you've been listening to the podcast long enough, Coach and I, you guys know we still coach and we're always looking at ways to improve practice. But I'm throwing down a question to Coach today. What if we got practice plan or practices and practice planning wrong? What if it's the wrong structure?
Right.
We've been doing it the same way for years. How did I learn?
But have we been? Have you been? Are you doing the same thing? I'm not doing the same thing I was doing 30 years ago.
When you say the same thing, do you mean the same structure or you mean the same drills? I'm talking about the structure, kind of a block structure, the time, how we do drills, how we think about drills and even just their approach in general. And I want to tee this up. This is going to be a discussion we're going to be having all summer. And because I think it's worthy of diving deep into this subject, because you spend so much time in practice and that's where we're supposed to be getting better. And that's where the improvement comes in. Right. So, not to say the games, you don't get better in games, but you're, think about you, Coach.
What do you right? think you... the biggest issue as far as you know, when you say practice wrong, what do you mean by mm-hmm. that?
Well, if you listen, if you go into our Facebook group, one thing that is sticking out to me are all the problems coaches are having managing kids, and they're asking questions about, you know, my, you know, the energy and effort is low in practice, right? They're coming, but they're just really not really, they're not paying attention. They're not really into the drills that we're doing. You know, I think in this world of social media and, you know, instant gratification, that I think the kids' minds are expecting that in basketball practice as well.
It's a I think TikTok. That's one of the I refer problems. To it as a TikTok world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right. Snap, 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 snap. That's what's happening. It's like, and it's like, so maybe that's one of the pivots. I know that's one of the pivots I've made. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a coach, I don't know, from South Carolina the other day that my film sessions, my practices could be, I there, and I know I'm generalizing, their attention span was longer. 20 years ago, you know, I could have a 45 minute film session. It would be fine. I wasn't losing them. I'm sure they weren't getting it all, but I wasn't losing them. So I think shortening and containing stuff is one way people, I think people try to do things. I am under the philosophy of if they don't get it right away, they ain't getting it. Like you gotta like.
Oh, interesting. See, I don't believe in. I don't think that's necessarily. Maybe at the high school level yes. that is, but I think at the youth level,
I move on and I come back to it. I circle back.
Oh, that way. Oh, that yes, way.
Yeah, I leave it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
because I'm not gotcha. Gonna. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like I'm not gonna do it, but if they're not. If we're not getting something, I leave it and I'll circle
back. Oh, yeah, you got to move
but on. But I'll leave it fast. I'll leave it fast because it's like the wheels in the mud. They just keep spinning and it's like that doesn't do you any good.
Well, I'm doing a lot of experimentation and I've noticed, I noticed this huge change in my team. I have an seventh and eighth grade team and I've been, this is April, we're recording this in April. It marks 1 year that I've been with them. And from April, I would say through December, we didn't win very many games. And then from December on, we haven't lost very many games.
Right. Why and is I'm that?
Thinking, what was the shift? Well, yeah, the shift, why. Yeah, the why. A couple of things that I did was I knew something wasn't working. And I stepped back and thought, now this is very generic, but and I think, you know, in future episodes, we're going to break this down into a lot more detail. I went to, I'll call it for lack of better terms right now, is to more focus on skills training. I thought, well, I can't dribble, can't shoot, can't pass. Why am I teaching an team offense or team defense if, you know, they don't know how to pivot and the basics and the footwork and how to shoot a basketball and how to set the proper screen? Right now you might think, well, duh, coach, that's what you're supposed to be doing, teaching them how to do that. When you only have one or two practices a week for a couple hours, right? It's hard to fit everything in. But I said, you know what? We're not even going to work on team offense, team defense.
Right.
We're just going to do skills. We're going to do skills training. So we did skills training every week, twice or three times a week. Then the other big shift I did was incorporating more load changed. So we would do it like take a simple 3-on-3 drill. We run the same 3-on-3 drill, but the constraints change on that 3-on-3 drill. Sometimes it's more focused on offense. Sometimes it's more focused on defense. And then I'm breaking our offense down into small pieces. Right. And I'm saying, okay, right. You can only score off a pick and roll as an example, right? It's the only way you can score. I don't care if you're right under the basket, you got to pull it back out and we're only scoring off a pick and roll. Because what that does then, it says, you know, it really forces them to get a great screen right? And be more efficient trying to score off the screen.
And talking about those constraints, again, stats teacher here, but it's referred to, it's like the pizza problem. And it's like, okay, so let's say, imagine you have a pizza or the dinner problem, actually. It wouldn't be the pizza problem, but it would be the dinner problem where let's say you go to Applebee's and you've got three choices for appetizers, four choices for the main course, and two desserts. That gives you 24 different types of meals you can have. So when you start changing one or two constraints,
that's right,
you have so many different opportunities to teach so many different things. So I think coaches forget that sometimes, that it's not necessarily tanking the quote unquote drill. It's what are you doing to, you know, shift that a little bit, I think.
One of the things that I did yesterday is a perfect example. We've been running a very similar drill for a while, but then I just had this thought of, I asked the kids, well, how can we make this different, better, fun? What do you think is fun? What are more constraints? So here's the drill. Kids are in the, we call it queen of the court. Kids are in the key. Everybody has a ball. And now you're knocking the ball out of the other players, right? And then once you knock the ball out, you've been traditionally out, and then it gets down to two people, and then, right? So it's competitive. They have a ball in their hand versus just stationary dribbling. Great. So I asked them, okay, you have 30 seconds, pair up. You have 30 seconds to come up with better or enhanced or something you think would be more fun to make or make this more challenging. So they came back with ideas. And this is the other way. I started engaging them a lot more in the practices, which got them more excited because they felt a part of it. And now they always want to do this game to start off practice. So what they came back with, they said, okay, well, if I knock Steve's ball out, I have to make a layup. If I miss the layup, Steve is back in. I'm like, okay, that puts pressure on the layup and making the layup, right?
I like
and
that.
Then, yeah, and then if I knock your ball out, I make the layup, you're out. But now you can do a buy-in by going down and shooting I do it age appropriately. So my older girls, they have to shoot a 3-point shot. If they make it, they're back in the game. If they miss it, now they're out. They can't buy themselves back in. The younger girls, I just move them up. So they go from, they have to go shoot a free throw. Free throw. If they make their free throw, then they come back in. Right. So it puts pressure on them shooting to get back in. They're not sitting and watching the game. And these games go pretty quickly.
It's like,
right?
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, yeah. Or I had them the other day, I had my fifth and sixth graders, you can only dribble with your left hand. Right. So you put a constraint on them when they're inside the key. So you're working on a lot of different stuff at the same time. And it's more, you know, it's competitive. It's more, you know, it's more game based than it is. It has those game elements to it. Right.
So, I like that.
And
like
again, that. If you give that, I've said this for you, practice should be ugly. It shouldn't be this beautiful.
It should be a lot of mistakes. It should be a lot of mistakes. Yes.
Yeah.
From
and then if
so,
you think about
so go
it,
back to your original question. Yeah. Any did have we gotten basketball practice wrong?
I think it wasn't wrong for the time, and that's what we knew. I mean, think about where did you learn? You learned from either a coach that coached you or somebody you worked with how to do a practice band, and they learned from that coach prior, who learned from that right
coach, right?
From that coach. Well, why is that the best way to learn for today's kids? Maybe it's not. And maybe we need to take a step back and think about, well, how do we keep kids engaged more when they, you know, when they have this, like, I need instant results, right?
Right.
Or instant gratification, or they're used to game. You know, if you read, which I encourage you to do, is sign up for our email newsletter. I did a newsletter on gamification and gamifying practice.
I think that's so important. I've become a fan of that in the sense that it just, and again, it makes it more competitive. It makes it more fun. It's more like, you know, yes.
What do you do for that? I'm just curious.
I tend to keep score on just about everything we do.
Yeah.
And there tends to be a consequence for just about everything we do. They like it. When I don't do it, then they get mad.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's another subject that we should talk about, consequences. What's a consequence?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, let's save that. Yeah. All right. Anything else on this one, Coach?
No, coaches, what I encourage you to do is stay locked into the podcast. We're going to explore this subject of practice planning for the next few episodes, because we think it's such an important piece that needs to be rethought and reexamined and just questioned at the very least.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Till next week, Coach.
Till next week, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.